Hi, George. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. How you doing?
I'm doing good. We made it to Friday. That's a good thing, huh?
Yeah, that's awesome.
And we survived Thanksgiving at that. Did you have a good holiday?
Awesome. Thank you. How was yours?
Yeah, it was really good, too. It's always fun to get together. Food and family, what could be better, huh?
enemies and food.
I know. There's always that one person or two people that you're just kind of like, oh, I hope everything goes smooth, and luckily it did. So.
Sounds like you got the same family I got.
I know. It's so funny.
So, Tina, I was thinking, I was going to call you yesterday, but it was a little late. I didn't want to bother you. But
yes.
Let me ask you a question. You guys set up your own, like, Google stuff and all that? You don't need my, for me to make you guys manager or anything?
So if you already have a Google business profile, we would request for you to add us as a manager, because if we create a new one, it will be a duplicate listing and it will hurt your rankings.
Okay.
So nothing changes as far as the status of the Google business. You still own it. It still belongs to your business. We
right.
just go in there and manage it for you so that we can optimize it on the first page.
Okay. Let me ask you, how large is your guys' company?
So we have about 100 employees. We're a premier partner to Google, which means we've been handpicked to have a support staff on site at Google. And that's
okay.
a very, very hard status to achieve. There's only a handful of companies in the nation that has a premier partnership. We happen to be one of them. And if it makes you feel any better at all, George, we've been doing this since 2004. So we're going
okay.
on 18 years as a corporation. So we do have a proven track record.
The only reason I ask, I mean, you guys in Better Business Bureau looks like it's kind of bad.
Thank you for bringing that up, because I want to address that with you, if I may. We've been in business for 17 years. It's going to be updated to 18. Our anniversary is this month in December of 2004. So we've serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada. If you pull us up on the Better Business Bureau, I think it's like 11 or 12 negative complaints that have ever been filed against us in 18 years as a corporation. So that's less than 1/1000th of a percent of our happy clients. But also, if you notice on the Better Business Bureau, we have an A-plus rating. So that's because anybody that's ever filed anything against our corporation, it's all been resolved. So there's not one person anywhere throughout, you know, United States or Canada that can say that we didn't fulfill what we promised.
No, you guys, you know, I mean, I know that's why I was asking how large you are, because I figured that you guys probably have
yes.
A bunch of clients, and it doesn't seem like it's a lot, you know, when I looked at it, or some of the, I think it was a couple hundred, maybe 300 or 400 of them that you had, but the weird thing about it, it's all been recently.
So it shows me, I pulled it up as I was talking to you just so I could see. It says 10 complaints closed within the last 12 months, 14 complaints closed within the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So it's not really,
you're going to get those people. I mean, my partner brought it up, and I was like, look, you know, I mean, they're like 1,000 times bigger than we could ever be. But I mean, I could see, you know, we got what 2 or 3 of them on there. So I understand that too, you know?
Yeah. There's always that one client that you can jump through hoops and bend backwards for. And no matter what you do, they're not going to be happy. You know,
mm-hmm.
So I know that that happens with any business, and I appreciate that you understand that.
No, so. I'm glad you do have some complaints, because I wouldn't like it if you didn't.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
But awesome.
So,
what do we have to do to go forward from here?
So all we have to do is reschedule the client interview with a better technician than you had before, because the last one didn't know what they were talking about, and I already addressed that with that department. So let me look at the calendar and see.
What I'm going to do, if that's okay, I'm going to give you Lacey to deal with. She's going to be a lot easier to deal with than me. I'll give you Lace, my daughter-in-law. Hey, Lacey.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, so you want me to schedule the appointment with her, and then the technician will call her to set it up, right?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Can I, hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Lacey, I'm going to give her your phone number. Can you deal with local Splash when they call?
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay, real quick, I'm going to add her also as an authorized user on the account. That way she will be able to. Okay, Lacey, what's her last name?
Duklias, Duklias.
Just like you. Okay, and then her phone number?
Let me grab that real quick. 727-709-4838.
4838. Okay, and since she's right there, ask her, we're double booked for the entire day, but we do have an opportunity at 4:00 to have the client interview. Would that work?
Yeah, that would work.
Okay, so let her know I'm going to block out a window from 4 to 5:00 Eastern, and that's just in case the technician's prior appointment runs over, and let's say that they call her at 4:15. Don't panic. They will call her sometime within that hour, okay?
That's fine.
Okay, and then as discussed before, I know that I promised you that if you did want to continue, I would put an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. So I'm going to apply that right now, and you'll be paid in full all the way until January 16th, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, you're welcome, George. Thank you for giving us the opportunity. I always tell people, if you give us just that 1% of trust and at least try it, that gives us the opportunity to earn the remaining 99%, which I know that we'll do in our performance. We do it every time.
And I appreciate you guys being persistent, too. I do appreciate that. I like that.
Of course. No problem.
Thanks.
Yeah, and if you ever have any questions down the road, feel free to use me as a point of contact, too. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. And I'll preface that and let you know that I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. But at least if you called me and I couldn't help you, I can get you to the person that could.
Thanks, Tina. I appreciate your help.
No problem. Have a nice weekend, too, George.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.